Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Of course, we are following the story and the development of the story in Tembisa. But are we seeing an increase in violence across the country? Dr. Jackie Saliers is African analyst and founder of the Institute for Security Studies. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I am very well.
So, I mean, we're seeing the incidents in Krugersdorp with rape. We are seeing this Tembisa story. Last year we saw the riots across some of them, primarily in Natal, but that spread across the country. What is the current situation? Are we increasing in violence? And is it only a South African thing?
The trend towards increases in murders, increases in aggravated robbery and so on are long-standing trends that really have been going on since about 2010, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is that there was, during COVID, a decline in violent crime in South Africa, but that upward trend has resumed. Now, that trend is a function of a variety of factors, but in particular the damage that was done to the policing and the criminal justice system. But it is, of course, also driven by increases in inequality, lack of jobs, lack of growth, and all of these things. So in that sense, it's a resumption of a long-term trend. I think that what is worrying at the moment is that it is quite possible that local political dynamics are feeding into some of the increases in violence, like in Tembisa. We saw that previously when there was a change in governance, particularly in Tswane years ago, we saw that there was a spike, and we know that particularly the instability within the ANC is an additional factor to violence in South Africa.
So what is this? What are we likely to see then? I mean, will this trend continue, or are we going to be seeing a real clampdown on it?
No, I think there are positive signs. I think it was yesterday or the day before that the National Police Commissioner, together with others from the Hawks and the Minister of Police, sat down and announced a series of initiatives that we can sort of call us back to basics. You know, many of us that look at these trends have been concerned about the fact that the police have, in a sense, policing in South Africa has struggled since Jackie Selebe's days, this banment of the specialized units and so on and so forth. And you're all saying what the police need to do is, in a sense, I will also go back to basics and fix the detectives, the firearms registration system, forensics. And it seems like some of that is going to now happen. It is possible to turn these trends around. It has happened, amongst others, in Gauteng. There was around 2011, 2012, Gauteng had a aggravated robbery and hijacking strategy, which really managed to turn violence in Gauteng around. That was eventually undone, but other cities and countries have indicated that it is possible to turn this around. It requires effective management, not more policies, not more you know, big-sounding statements. It does require leadership.
Well, that's the problem. That's where we
management of the police,
yeah,
and of the entire criminal justice system, and it will require an effort by all South Africa citizens.
Because we tend to do that, don't we? We like the grand schemes and the massive plans, but in the meantime, we just need to make sure that people are safe.
Yeah, unfortunately, we seem to believe in South Africa that strategies and plans and talking and so on will resolve things, and they don't. They are important, but we have enough of them. We have to implement what we have. And part of the problem within the police is that I remember I was on a trip with some of them, and they were saying the police have something like 100 plans and strategies. Part of the problem is that we don't prioritize. We don't focus on the basics. And the basics are really fixing some of the fundamentals in the police. And I've mentioned some of them: detectives, forensics, firearms control. These are the issues where we should be focusing our attention on. But because if you look at all the policing indicators, Their budget has gone up by over 60% in the last 10, 15 years, but the ways in which we measure police effectiveness all indicate a decline in efficiency. And that is a function of the fact that we had the one temporary police commissioner that was parachuted in as a political appointment after the other. We now have a permanent and a professional, meaning a career policeman, who is the national commissioner. We have at least a working relationship between him and the national and the minister. So these are good signs. We also have a government or a president and an NPA and hawks that seem to be working to turn things around. But it undoubtedly will be a long story.
Dr. Jackie Saliers, African analyst and founder of the Institute for Security Studies, talking to us about the increase of violence in South Africa.